state fuel tax prior to 2021 was at 17 cents, and it had been 17 cents since the 1990s. The General Assembly passed a bill that would increase it 2.5 cents every year for 5 years. So just this summer, we implemented, not we, but the third of those increases was implemented. So it currently sits at 24.5 cent on the state tax.
Okay, and then there's some government money or federal transportation money that helps on many projects.
Yes, there is also a federal fuel tax that gets collected and then distributed back to the states based on a formula that they used, and we have to have matching state dollars to use those federal funds. They're not free. Most of them are an 80-20 match, which means we get, for every $80 we receive federally, we have to have $20 to match it from the state. So that is a big reason why that state fuel tax and any state revenue is important, so we can get as many of those federal dollars as possible. Specifically, the last few years, generally our primary source of revenue is from our state fuel tax, vehicle sales tax, and licensing fees, all those on the state level, and that goes directly to our road and bridge program, as well as cities, counties, highway patrol. By law, they also receive some of that funding. But also the last few years, the General Assembly has appropriated general revenue funds to go towards bridge replacements, low volume road resurfacing, and of course a big item this year was improving I-70.